Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It's really important for citizens to understand what their elected officials are on key democracy reform issues.
A new democracy scorecard charting support for pro-democracy bills in the 117th Congress found 101 members had perfect scores on issues of voting rights, ending big money in politics, ethics, and the rule of law. Aaron Sherb with Common Cause says it's a 70% increase compared to their 2020 scorecard.
This really shows how much the public is demanding Congress to create fair national standards for voting. So no matter what one's zip code or race or size one's wallet is, everybody should have a fair and equal voice.
However, most of the legislation tracked didn't become law. 1 million migrants from 150 nations have entered the country under the Biden administration, according to data compiled by the New York Times. Most are expected to live in the U.S. for at least 7 years as they wait asylum hearings. On Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre shot down Texas Senator Ted Cruz's invite for her to visit the border to assess the migrant situation, saying she doesn't need lectures from Republicans about immigration policy.
And I certainly won't take advice on border from anyone who voted against securing record level of funding for the Department of Homeland Security.
Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has spent more than $12 million busing migrants to Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New York City.
These people have gone through so much, are incredibly vulnerable. Governor Abbott is using this for political purposes. He's crossed the line by using human beings to create anti-immigrant and anti-Latino hatred.
Manuel Castro heads up the Office of Immigrant Affairs for New York Mayor Eric Adams, who sent a delegation to meet with Border Patrol officials Tuesday in Texas. White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says new Omicron-specific COVID boosters will be key to controlling a possible false surge in infections.
I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
COVID-related hospitalizations are decreasing, but the virus is still killing an average of 375 people per day. Liz Truss became the third female prime minister in the history of the United Kingdom and paid tribute to her predecessor, who resigned after a series of scandals.
Boris Johnson delivered Brexit, the COVID vaccine, and stood up to Russian aggression. History will see him as a hugely consequential prime minister.
In a congratulatory call to Truss, President Joe Biden reaffirmed the special relationship between the U.S. and Britain. The Obamas will reunite with the Bidens at the White House today for the official unveiling of their presidential portraits. The ceremony is traditionally hosted by the former president's immediate predecessor, but was scuttled due to the contentious relationship between former President Trump and former President Obama. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.